Well, the Office of Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong is at the centre of the diplomatic quarrel with New Zealand that really flared yesterday. Penny Wong's chief of staff has been revealed as the Labour figure who spoke with his New Zealand counterpart about Barnaby Joyce's citizenship. Our political editor, Alison Carabine's in our Parliament House studios to tell us more about this. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
So the questions surrounding Barnaby Joyce's citizenship ramped up into a diplomatic row with New Zealand yesterday, and we now know it was Senator Wong's chief of staff who triggered the chain of events. So what exactly did he do? What do we know?
Well, according to Penny Wong's office, not much at all, but his contact with political allies in New Zealand did set the ball rolling on what is now a crisis for the government in this country. Marcus Ganley, he's Penny Wong's chief of staff. He's a New Zealander himself. He was in touch recently with the New Zealand Labour MP, Chris Hipkins. He's the one who lodged that written question in the New Zealand Parliament about Section 44. According to Penny Wong's office, though, the conversation was informal. It canvassed a range of issues, including the citizenship laws, Fran, but at no point did Marcus Ganley ask for the issue of dual citizenship to be raised in Parliament. In fact, the New Zealand government has confirmed that it was questions from Fairfax and not the question on notice that led to Barnaby Joyce's outing as a Kiwi. Nonetheless, it was the whispers around yesterday that a Labour staffer, who we now know to be Marcus Ganley, was speaking with Labour colleagues across the Tasman that triggered that stunning attack by the government, the accusations of treachery, conspiring with a foreign power to bring down the Australian government, that was the Prime Minister, and Julie Bishop's warning that she would not be able to trust a New Zealand Labour government. That's what has turned the citizenship issue into a full-blown diplomatic incident involving New Zealand, Fran.
Yeah, but has it backfired on the government? I mean, did the government go too far with these allegations of treachery?
Well, it clearly was overreach. Now, the row with New Zealand will blow over quickly enough, but there is reputational damage for the government here. It set itself up to look ridiculous. Here's the Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus.
Now, is Julie Bishop really suggesting that relations with New Zealand are somehow compromised? This is turning a constitutional crisis into a diplomatic incident, and I am actually shocked at the way our foreign minister has behaved here.
So that was Mark Dreyfus on Late Line last night. Jacinda Ardern, or Ardern, she's the Labour leader in New Zealand. She wants a chat with Julie Bishop to clear things up. She would call Julie Bishop, Fran, but she doesn't have a number. So she wants Julie Bishop to call her. Let's listen in.
But I'm happy to have a conversation directly with Ms. Julie Bishop on this issue. The relationship between the New Zealand Labour Party and the Australian government is too important for politics to get in the way, and I'm absolutely clear on that.
Jacinda Ardern speaking yesterday in New Zealand. All up, I think we're lucky, Fran, that this happened with dear old New Zealand and not a more hostile country.
Yeah, and all up, I think we're lucky to have anyone sitting in our parliament. I mean, Barnaby Joyce has now formally renounced his New Zealand citizenship. That paperwork came through yesterday, he told us. But questions now over another two Liberal MPs, and the government is getting closer to referring, it's certainly thinking about referring several Labour MPs to the High Court. This story has no end.
Yeah, there's no sign at all where this could possibly end, Fran, because there's over 220 parliamentarians, so there's a lot of people madly checking their citizenship status. Now, the Liberal MP, Anne Sudmalas, she's one of those who is checking to see whether or not she has an entitlement as to be a UK citizen, while Labor's still not satisfied that Julia Banks has proven that she's not a dual Greek national. There are four Labor MPs still in the government sights. They've released some statements with timelines of when they renounced their foreign allegiances, but still no documentation to prove that that occurred. So the government's stepping up the threats to refer them to the High Court. But Labor is very happy to string the government along on this, Fran. It's the government, not the opposition, that has the most to lose in this particular skirmish.
Yeah, and we just received a text from a listener saying that a caller to 702, ABC 702, Philip Clark, last night, said he simply Googled, is X a citizen? This is in New Zealand, I think, and received the correct answer. And Philip then confirmed this on air. So
it's not hard to get an answer.
Would appear not.
You want the documentary proof, though.
Absolutely. Barnaby Joyce has now received that. A deal close on media reform. The government was hoping to get this done yesterday. Maybe it'll get it done today. One Nation came out, said it will support the changes with the government once the government agreed to a number of amendments. These changes changes to the media laws have nothing much to do with the ABC, but seems like all the One Nation amendments are about the ABC pretty much.
Yeah, and that's really the price of doing business with Pauline Hanson, Fran. The ABC, well, she's had a bee in her bonnet about the national broadcaster for forever, I think. Now, the government has agreed
certainly
to a number...
Certainly since Four Corners.
Yeah, it probably predates Four Corners, though, so that ramped it up. The government has agreed to a number of One Nation amendments to the Media Reform Bill. They include a new legislative requirement that the ABC be fair and balanced, so it'll be written into legislation. That's on top of what's already in law, that is, that the ABC be accurate and impartial. The government has also agreed to what it's calling a new transparency measure, which is that both the ABC and the SBS will regularly disclose the salaries paid to staff who are on more than $200,000 a year. If the broadcasters refuse to comply, Fran, they'll be forced to do so by legislation. Now, this puts the government very close to getting the numbers it needs to get its media reform package through the Senate. It's hoping to do that by the end of this week. It's all going to come down to Nick Xenophon, who has his own set of amendments, Fran.
Okay, and we're speaking to him later this hour. Thanks very much, Alison.
Thank you.
Alison Carabine, our political editor. It's 17 past six on Breakfast.